This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our buddy Scott Petrak at www.brownszone.com.
Another excellent place to go.
Does a fine job of things. And he takes time away from putting all of that together to join us here on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford Hotline. Hello, Scott.
What's going on, fellas?
How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Good work on the brownszone.com.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Hey, before we get to anything else, I've been saying I wanted to talk about something I saw yesterday for about an hour. We haven't gotten to it, so we're jumping right to it. Is Jabril Peppers going to play 30 yards off the line of scrimmage all season long?
I don't know. It was so far back. It was unbelievable. Now, it's hard to argue because the Steelers only scored two offensive touchdowns.
Right.
You know, they held him to 290 yards, but it was obvious how far, you know, how deep he was playing. And you would think that other offenses around the league would recognize that before they saw the Browns.
Scott, is it Moral Victory Monday?
Yeah, I think so.
Would you give the players the day off? Oh, you could have given them today off for a moral victory, yes.
Well, no, that's going a little too far.
Okay, so make sure.
But, you know, I mean, Hugh Jackson said, oh, no, more victories, and Joe Thomas said it. But you could tell there was a sense of encouragement, optimism after that game yesterday. And so much of that has to do with Deshaun Kizer handling himself well in his first start in the defense. You know, I knew the defense was going to be better this year, and we've talked about that a bunch. But I thought it was going to – the two touchdowns, you know, I'm with you when he says it's legitimate. I think he's right.
What was it about the defense that stuck out to you? Overall effectiveness, attitude, pursuit, aggressiveness, what?
Well, you know, it wasn't the pass rush because they didn't get much pass rush all day, you know. I think it was pursuit to the ball. You saw it early when Pittsburgh kept running those bubble screens and hitches, and the Browns' defensive backs and linebackers were swarming to the ball and not letting those turn into gains. And I think it, you know, kind of disrupted what Pittsburgh was trying to do. I think it annoyed Pittsburgh. Now, eventually, the defense, you know, the attitude's not going away. There's some big hits. You know, the interception was, you know, I just think they have more.
For the game yesterday that came up in the postgame press conference from Jason Lockinfor, who will join us here tomorrow, as he does each and every week. The headline read, Hugh Jackson irate with Hayden's release as tensions rise between front office and coaches. Are you buying what they're selling right there, or do you think this is a matter of head coach didn't know that he had a starter that was getting shopped around? And then eventually about that, I just wonder, you know, like a week later, if he's still that upset with the front office or if they've talked about it or worked their way through it.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, and Hugh said all the right things and how they're in lockstep and, you know, he trusts Sashi's decision. He also said he didn't want to see Joe go, you know. And I think that's the tough part when you're an organization and the GM is looking at the big picture and looking at the cash being spent on Sunday in week one. And it's not by taking away whatever. If Joe was your first, second, third best corner, he would have played a ton against it. For a guy like John Greco, who probably he wouldn't have played yesterday, but situations, the key is not to let it fester and not to let it turn into something where there's backstabbing and there's going behind your back and there's power play. Responsibility to give Hugh the best talent he can and put him in the best position to win games. And I think if you're a coach or a coaching staff and you look around sometimes and you go, man, I got the youngest team in the league. I got to play 12 rookies. Sometimes you feel like maybe you're not being supported like you should be.
Offensive side of the ball, Deshaun Kizer, your impressions?
Yeah, I was impressed with him. I mean, sure, there's plenty to work on. They're holding the ball too long. Sacks where I just felt like he held it way too long and needs to get rid of the ball. You know, maybe he kind of identifies where he's going with the ball too early, kind of turns his head and locks in on a guy. But I think those are natural for a rookie. What impressed me was, I mean, we knew he had the arm strength. The fact that he showed toughness, he took all those hits, kept popping back up, and then kept making plays. the ability to throw the bad interception, and then the next time he has the ball or two times later come down and lead a touchdown drive when it matters, that said a lot to me. That he was able to run the no-huddle offense pretty seamlessly in his first NFL start. All those things I think speak to the intangibles and the intelligence he has and his ability to execute at this level. Now it comes down to, okay, you got to fine-tune the accuracy. You got to get the clock in your head working a little quicker. But after one game, I saw nothing. There's no reason not to be optimistic about what his future might be.
Scott, there can be multiple answers to this question. After watching the game in person, after watching it on TV, you would like to see more of whom?
I want to see more pass rush. I think part of that is who Big Ben gets the ball out of his hands so quickly. That Greg Williams decided to play that soft coverage and make him march down the field on you. I'd like to see Crowell do better. I'm not sure he deserved more carries yesterday because they just weren't running the ball enough. But I think you need to get him out in space. And I think I'm with you when he says that'll come with the offensive line spending more time together. But those are the two things that jump at me. And obviously I'd like to see more Myles Garrett. I think that was one of the kind of discouraging parts that you weren't able to see your number one pick in the week one, and maybe he would have had an impact.
Let me throw another hypothetical at you. In 3 weeks, let's see, the Browns play the Ravens next. They're at the Colts. They got two road games. Cincinnati Jets. I'll give you 4 weeks. We are going to turn around and we're going to go, you know, the Steelers were pretty good, really good, sort of good. Ooh, I can't believe they were. You know what I'm saying? When you look back at yesterday's game and you're 4 weeks removed from it, what are we going to think about this week?
Well, I think we're going to think the Steelers are really good. Nothing yesterday made me doubt that. And I think the Browns caught a little bit of a break that Le'Veon Bell wasn't at, mid-season form because of the holdout. But I think we're going to say Pittsburgh's a Super Bowl contender. Now, the question is, can the Browns build off of what I think is an encouraging performance? It was the closest game in the league yesterday. I think the Browns only losing by three. So if they can take that and go into Baltimore and play well, and go into Indy and win in Indy, assuming Andrew Luck's not back, and host a Cincinnati team that looks like it's not what it used to be. So, this optimism has to be backed up by wins, and I think there's a chance in these first four games to get a win or two.
Mr. Petrak, thank you very much. Scott will be joining us at 1 o'clock now on Mondays. You okay with the new time?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right, good. That'll give you more time to watch the game. That'll be even more fun.
Exactly.
And, of course, you can follow him at brownzone.com. All kinds of great stuff from Scott Petrak, who covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, fellas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.